Pink FM, and it's why.
This is why we can't have nice things. Nice things.
That means we can't try. Why we can't have nice things where we line them up. And right now we deal with animal updates. You may have seen over the weekend or last week the story of out there in Arizona, a woman who was there vacationing with her family in a nearby cave-type area has now had to pay about $21,000, or at least has been billed that by local medical facilities, as a bat flew into her mouth, causing nearly $21,000 in medical bills. See, you can put a price on the worst thing you could possibly ever think of. And also an update, too. You may have seen the story. This became an interstate manhunt or goose hunt, or actually monitor lizard hunt. This up there in Massachusetts and Connecticut is a 5-foot-long monitor lizard, which had been kept as a pet in Webster, Massachusetts, right there on the state line, crawled out of a second-floor window back in mid-July. Goose, the wandering monitor lizard, has been wandering ever since and crossing state lines from Massachusetts and into Connecticut and back. Well, they finally found him back home in Webster, Connecticut. He is following his capture. Goose will be relocated to a nonprofit animal sanctuary known as Alligator Island. Dum, 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 dum. I mean, it fits. He fits right in. Let us go to Barcelona Airport in Spain. And a couple abandoned their 10-year-old son there at the airport in Spain because they were going on vacation, but the kiddo's passport had expired and they didn't want to miss their flight. So this happened and is either coming to light over the weekend or happened during the weekend at Barcelona Airport. This couple getting on the plane finds out kiddo doesn't have a passport, so just leaves him. Calls a family friend to say, hey, come pick our 10-year-old kid up, which was several hours away, the family friend. Meanwhile, the couple gets on the plane. Well, airport staff realizes there's a 10-year-old kid hanging by themselves and then tracks ultimately down, and even an announcement on the plane of the pilot where the parents went said, if somebody has left their child in the terminal, please report to them. Nobody answers. Finally, they track the parents down. Nobody knows if they were given any sort of charges by the police or in trouble. But it is the direct opposite of home alone. Dum, 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 dum. They were voluntary. Let's go to Florida Parks and Wildlife. Specifically, the great national parks and Smokey the Bear. Of course, Smokey the Bear always trying to prevent forest fires and wildfires, and was doing just that yet again, and happened to bump into, on a promotional stop along with other park rangers, an unnamed man who had been plaguing parks around Florida, stealing the wooden signs that are all about forests and wildfire risks, would then sell them on Facebook Marketplace for up to about $2,000 each, but was caught in the act, and that Smokey and the promotional team was actually on hand, too, to catch the guy. See, remember, kids, only you can prevent dum 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 dums. That's right. It starts with you. Let's go to Boston. 41-year-old Boston woman, Amelia Medina. She was recently arrested for stealing 8 boxes of ice cream from a CVS there in Boston, brandishing a knife and demanding the desserts before leaving. The police promptly detained her, recovered the stolen ice cream, which was largely melted right there. 8 cartons of ice cream at knife point. Hey, what are you in for? I wanted my ice cream. You know, you could have just came to the Brahms. We had plenty for everybody. And then finally, it was a call for distress. At least that's what some campers out there in British Columbia, in the wilds of Canada, thought they heard. And then they reported. And this all last Thursday triggered a search and rescue team in British Columbia, Canada, called to a remote hiking and climbing area in the woods after couples of hikers reported hearing repeated cries for help. Fortunately, the first responders found where it was originating from, and it was a hiker. Not in distress necessarily, but, quote, was just singing his heart out to the trees, belting out Nickelback's greatest hits.
Look at this photograph.
I think those were calls of duress.
Dum, 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 dum.